Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and here on this other side of me, I'm not sure which side she's showing up. She's on my left. Tracy Mahan, my co-host.
Woo-hoo! Hello. Hello, everyone. TGIF and all the good stuff. Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out, I want to share this, so I'm putting it on Facebook because we're Facebook Lives, right?
Yeah, this is your new toy.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I thought you were going to do that background that you were just showing me.
Oh, yeah. You guys want to see my background? We'll do that. This is going to be my new background when I channel.
I think it's cool.
Look at my...
We'll come up with a cool one for
the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the spelling's correct and...
Yeah. You know, editor me, I have to proof it real quick and it wasn't.
You know, and I just did it real quick so that I could I could just be like messing with you, but.
It was cute. It was really cute. anyway, so, and yeah, you were talking about, yeah, happy Friday and the end of January already.
I know.
Where's it go? Oh my gosh. So we're into the year.
We're in it. We're in it now. We're all very dedicated at this point. We made it through the first month. Now everybody's got taxes on their minds. How about that for a nice little upper?
Yeah.
Did you get your W-2? Okay. So.
I was doing other things for taxes.
Yeah. Same here. All the self-employed stuff we get to itemize and blah, blah, blah.
So, okay, so we want to do this show tonight is on my stuff. So imagine that. I'm going to be doing a workshop at the Conscious Life Expo a week from today. Actually, right at this time in 1 week, I will be doing my workshop. So yeah.
What will that look like?
What will that look like? What do you mean?
Yeah, 1 week right now from today. You're in it. There we go. See, there she is. She's showing us what it's going to look like. Yes.
And lots of laughing.
You know, I'm so excited because I get to be there for that. And so if you guys are in LA or you're just like, you know, I live on the other side of the country, but I kind of think I need to be there. Come say hi.
Absolutely. So. I've already gotten a bunch of emails from people that are doing just that.
Yay. So,
it's wonderful. It's going to be like a little mini reunion.
So. I know. Yeah. We're going to be a nice little collective of fun people laughing because we do laugh a lot there.
We laugh every time we're together.
We laugh everywhere. With us,
so I think we just laugh a lot.
Yeah. No. We do laugh a lot. We're good that way. That's good.
Absolutely. Anyway, so Tracy said it has been a while since I've done anything on my material, and that's the workshop is on. I'm going to show people how to work this. I'll go into more detail here in a minute, but I'm going to, you know, explain kind of how we understand the messages and then help everyone to do it in little groups so we can get a lot of interaction and things. So I'm really excited about that. I love working with this, and I love working with people to help them understand how this works. And so... So we wanted to talk about that, and that's what we're calling it our magnificent healing body, because that's exactly what it is. Our bodies are fantastic. They're magnificent.
Absolutely amazing.
It's just a matter of understanding our precious little things.
So I want to just do a shout out real quick on all the details. So the workshop is called Our Magnificent Healing Body. It is next Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. in Los Angeles at the LAX Hilton. And details are online at the consciouslifeexpo.com or something like that. And if you are on my Facebook, I'm going to put that link below our little live feed that's going on right now. So
I know, it's so exciting. I love this new thing we've got going. We can do this live, so that's really cool.
Yeah. And if you guys have any questions, you can put them there on my Facebook post. If you're not my friend, get over there and be my friend. What are you waiting for? What did I ever do to you? Right? So, all right. So the details are over there. Even if you're watching this at a later time, just go to my Facebook page and find it. It's also on my website. Is it on your website, Julia?
It's on my Facebook page. So my website is probably, it hasn't been updated for a while because that relies on me.
And I live behind my computer sometimes, so it is on my website. You guys can find the Conscious Life Expo link there if you're not able to figure it out just by Googling it. So, yeah.
I will make a strong intention and a great effort to get it on my website this weekend.
Now, or she's going to give me all the information for her website, and I'll be over here going, yes, I'll put it in for you.
I love that.
Look at her wheels started turning.
I didn't know that was an option.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't either until my mouth opened and it came out. So we'll see. But you might start finding a lot of things on your website if you do that. You'll be like, oh, what's this cat video?
Exactly. I think I did find
I'm feeling something. Really soothed by all the kittens, but why is it there?
Yeah. I think there was something really strange on there that somebody told me about recently. I got that off of there. It was like, what?
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Oh my goodness.
My Facebook page is the most current information on me. So that's the best place to go right now until I get this other.
Yes. Hop on over there. Yes. I do see a few people are jumping on the earlier post that I made. So hello, Jean, Kathy, Joanne, Chris, Aurora. And so on and so on and so on. Hello, you guys.
Wonderful. Hey, everybody.
I love it when we can say hi to them live. And
I do
and
too.
That makes it more fun for everyone. Mm-hmm. So definitely love that you guys are watching, and Brittany as well. So, yeah. I just like making those little plugs. Sorry. So, Julia, aches, pains, things that are showing up in the body. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
This is such a wonderful subject. And here's the book. Did that get focused?
It's focused for me.
Soul Speak, Language of Your Body. And we know the story. And if you don't know the story, then go watch the archive, because we've already done this part. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It took you a little while to write this book, but you did get it done. And it's right here, and I have my precious coffee. I'm actually surprised it's still in such good shape, because literally I go through this every day. So this has been a lifesaver for me. We talked about some of the things that you've done with me just over our friendship, our time knowing each other. Kidney stone was the big story where it just was like you and I had a visit, and
we just discussed it. Like, what's it about? What's it trying to tell you? And once you got it, boom.
Yeah. So. I saw you do this in the workshop last year too. And you had the audience, they were all stepping up and telling you things that were going on. And you were like, just guiding them through that. And it's fun to watch you work. I tell you that all the time. It's fun to watch you work because you can see the intuition popping in. And you can see that you are just so tuned into this person that's talking to you, and you just guide them right through it. And I love watching that. But just kind of give us an idea of what happens for you when somebody is saying, hey, I have back pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. and this is good, because that's a common one. And that's what we'll be doing in the beginning. I talk about some things that are really common, and then somebody will do something like that. It's just like, okay, I have this issue. What is that about? And anybody that knows me knows I'm not going to just tell you, because,
oh no,
no,
that's cheating. Fun,
and you're not,
that's no fun. It might still be fun.
If I'm just telling you, that's no different than a doctor just treating you, you know, and just going, here's the fix. And that doesn't do it. That doesn't do the job. You've got to understand what's going on. And in that process of understanding, then you are able to fix you yourself through your own stuff, or able to fix it. And you'll understand this as we do it.
Yeah.
But what's going on for me is they're telling me, and whatever it is, and I'll have them describe the situation or something. Like, do you have, okay, you're pointing at yourself, Tracy. So do you have some back stuff?
Okay. I do.
So let's just go through that a little bit, and I can explain what I'm doing at the same time.
Let's just do a little disclaimer here. You guys, I am putting myself on the spot here for your benefit. You're welcome. Okay. If it gets too personal and I start crying, I'm down to my last tissue in the box. So
we'll just let the mascara run.
It's just going to get messy. It's going to get so messy. Okay.
And that's what happened. It's wonderful if emotions come through because you've hit something if that happens. Yeah. But it doesn't always, and it doesn't mean it didn't work or it's not happening if you don't get emotions. It's okay. What you want is the aha. And you know when that happens. So, but there's a process, you know, there's an understanding about this. These things are happening because of situations going on in the life. They don't just happen because the body feels like it.
Right.
The body's old and it's worn out and things like that. All the things that we like to be told, people want us to believe.
I do have a question here is where, you know, this particular, the backache just kind of like, I woke up and I'm like, and then it just kind of kept getting tighter and tighter. But is there any difference between like, if I walked outside and twisted my ankle, is that kind of fall in the same? Okay. Mm-hmm. You twisted your ankle. So, and then
then it'd be like, okay, what was going on? See, but the process we go through, here's the things that really help start creating the capsule that you're going to work in of understanding. Okay. And one is the description of whatever it is. The next one is what was going on. You know, it's like, when did that happen? So if you're saying we walked outside and twisted it, like it just happened. Okay. So it just happened. Now, then you say, okay, what was going on at that time? So matter if it was 2 minutes ago, 2 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, what was going on at that time? You're identifying events that were going on in your life. Now that's going to tell you volumes right there, because that's when the two go together. And that at that point, that was trying to say something about whatever was happening. And it was trying to deliver the message. And if you didn't get it, then it's doing it through the body. And it's just constantly trying to tell you.
My dogs are trying to tell us all something in the background. So if you hear that, I do apologize.
Well, and that's one of the ways we get messages is from animals. So,
that wasn't me going, ugh.
So let's do the back. Just as
first, we're going to do the back.
Some things that are just some, you know, the messages that they might be delivering. Because these parts, I mean, I love how this works because it's so literal. It takes that body part, body system, body organ, whatever, and you look at what it does, and then that will tell you metaphysically what it is trying to convey. So that's a guideline. And then from there, the person's description of whatever's going on will finish that out, okay? The description and then the when that happened and see all that stuff. That's how it finishes it out. So let's do some descriptions of back pain. I mean, like where in the back?
Okay. Lower back.
Lower back. Okay. And then what does it feel like? Just describe it.
How does someone describe back pain? I can't bend over to tie my shoes. It creates, it's sharp pain.
A sharp
pain. If I'm sitting here like this, I'm fine. If I'm watching TV, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. If I go to stand up and move, it's a little stiff. If I actually were to have to pick something up off of the ground, you might hear me whimper.
Okay. So under kind of more exertion, sounds like, okay. And then when did it start?
That started about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Okay. What was going on in your life at that time?
Okay. So see, now I've done some of this, you guys, so I am familiar. Making some changes at home. So for those of you who aren't real familiar with me, I am a single mom of three boys, and sometimes chores don't get done. Sometimes garbage doesn't get brought to the curb. And I think just before this happened, it was just a day or two before this happened, I ended up getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning because it dawned on me nobody brought the garbage out, and I'm scooting the garbage out to the curb at 1 o'clock in the morning, trying not to make noise to wake up the neighbors. which means I'm packing that thing. And I was very disgruntled because the child that was supposed to do that did not. So that's one of the things that would play into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another thing about the low back is, I mean, your back is representing, I mean, what does the back represent to you? What does the spine mean to you?
What holds us up. It's supporting us.
Right. It is a support system. I mean, your skeleton is there, but the spine is what keeps you upright and keeps you in alignment. Ooh, that just came in.
Oh, no. I'm aware. I'm out of alignment.
And so, and then the parts of the back can represent even more. Like, you know, when it's across the top of the back and the shoulders and everything, that's kind of like where we carry things.
Yeah.
So that's representing, you know, feeling like you're carrying a heavy load. And if it travels down the back, it can hit different parts, and that's representing different parts of the structure and the load, things like that. Now, when it's in the low back, that's representing, which is really interesting here, is the support, because that supports all the rest of it. It's all support, but that's like the base of the support. So it's saying at the base of the matter is a feeling of not being supported. Well, and that's what you were just saying. Nobody, you know, I have these kids and they're not doing their stuff. I mean, and so you're having to do extra to do it for them, you know, and stuff. And it's probably playing out in other ways as well. That's just a nice that way. And there's probably other things happening that are saying the same thing. And you're being nice mama and and carrying the load and
Yeah.
And that's a lot of the thing is it's saying if you feel like you're not supported, it's not saying that there isn't anyone, like you can delegate, you can do these things. It's not that there isn't anybody. It's just, you don't necessarily feel like you can do it. So, but that's, so now what do you do about it? You know this. And that's what the body.
That was me cracking the whip.
You're carrying all the load. You feel like you have to carry all the load, but it's trying to tell you, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You can delegate this and you can, ooh, big word, trust.
Yes.
Trust others. You know, it may not always look the way you want it to or we want it to. You know, it's.
Yeah.
When I have a tough time, anybody watching this is probably going through the same thing because that's how it works. You know, if we're sharing something in a conversation, then we all benefit from it. We're all learning from it.
Yeah.
The reason for it. So I do the same thing. And it's not that it's just so many times it's like, well, it's easier if I just do it, I can get it done faster. I can do it right.
And this was my marriage. And so we're going to go there.
Okay.
Okay. So I've been divorced for 15 years. But that was my marriage. It was like, okay, my ex, he had certain things he was supposed to do. I had certain things I was supposed to do. And I just, played this game with a friend of mine, where I talked all this through cause I was trying to figure out what's going on with my back. And so, and Julia wasn't available. So, so I'm talking it out, but I realized that, you know, it landed like that. It was like, you know, when the kids started coming, that just kind of kept adding to my responsibilities, never added to his, you know, he'd get up, go to work at 9, come home at 6. I'd get up, go to work at 7:30, come home, try to nurse a kid and help with whatever my mom was doing, the daycare, get things done at the house, do some laundry, get the groceries, you know, bring the garbage to the curb again. You know, there was just mowing the lawn, keeping up on all of that stuff. It all would land on me. And then, you know, he would get up and go to work and come home and he'd be, oh, I'm so tired. I worked so hard today. It's like, you fur baby, put your feet up. Let me go get a massage.
Did you ever say anything?
Always. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was a bitter Betty. I was very cranky in my married years. That was before evolution hit. So that is one thing that I have had to go back and look at is what part did I play in it? You know, And I was very passive aggressive. I was the, well, it sure would be nice if somebody else could do this. That was my response. Instead of just saying, could you bring the garbage out? Or could you take a turn doing the dishes? Right. Or, you know, yeah.
Yeah, because we make an assumption. Well, they should know. I mean, right. Hello.
My favorite one was when I took all of his work clothes and set them aside because he came in one day from work and he couldn't find something and he yelled at me about it. And that just set me off. I was just like, you know, it's not like I'm watching three kids and doing everything else and working full time. So, and see, there's my story. I had a story. I had a victim story. Anyway, so then, yeah, so I started taking, you know, he would throw his work clothes in the laundry. I'd just set him aside till the day he finally didn't have anything else to put on. And he's like, where's my clothes? I'm like, I don't know. Have you been washing them? They're in the pile. Yeah, I played my part. You guys are literally getting the dirty laundry story. And so, but I didn't feel supported in those years for sure. And then, you know, as we're all going through this ascension stuff, and we all are, I've been, you know, working with a lot of people that are going through a lot of their stuff. I am having to reflect and look at this and say, okay, this is definitely mirroring to me a lot of things that I experienced that I apparently haven't let go of yet. So working on letting all of that go, not feeling supported by the masculine energy, was one of the conclusions that came to me the other day.
Well, I like what you said a while ago about that's my story. You know, that was my story. And it's like, and so are you changing your story? Because that was the story then and you're seeing it repeating now with your children. And so it's like, that's the role you keep taking. So it's like, it is up to you to change your story.
Yeah. High five. Yes. And it took me going through this process of realizing, okay, yes, this is my story. And I know I'm still in the process. The back pain has lightened, but it's still there. And so I know I haven't uncovered or unraveled everything yet. But
as long as you keep feeling like you're carrying the load and nobody's there to support you, then that will be there because it's going to stay there until you shift
change that story.
Absolutely. Change the story, but it doesn't just change with words. It changes with actions as well. So we've got to support. Ooh, it's about you supporting you.
Always comes back to the self, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well. Yeah. Yeah. If that's a repeating story, yeah, that's what you've, wow. And so that's where, yeah, you've got to turn and look at that. It's like, okay, what are you not supporting yourself? Because we've talked about this before about self-love and all these things, and those are wonderful ways that we can do that.
Yeah.
So that's then the next part of the system is then now you ask yourself, what is it you want me to know?
Oh, what do you want me to know, Julia?
You can talk to your back. You can talk to your higher self. But is it, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? So that's where you can get the actual answers. Like, okay, we're going around here and this is what we're coming up with. And this will get you now better in touch with it. And as you get that information, then you can keep going with that. It's like, okay, well, what, you'll get suggestions too on what to do.
Yeah.
It's just, you just know.
Well, and you nailed it with the out of alignment that came in. I'm out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I need, and for me to keep doing, you know, as we're doing this work, we're always working on ourselves, right?
Absolutely.
So it always shows up for us too, you guys. So, and I'm always willing to share my experiences about that. You know, I'm kind of an open book without, I don't have permission to share everybody's stories in the house, but you know, keeping it general like this, you know, that there's some house changes going on and, I'm having to love myself and my children enough to make these changes. And there's definitely a lot of shifting, getting back into alignment. But, you know, if I want to stay in alignment and do the work that I'm doing, I've got to walk my talk, right? So I'm putting my energy in. I'm looking. I'm trying to figure it out as well. In fact, today, and if we have time, we'll look at why do I keep hitting my right hand on everything today? See, and that I was like, I know this is going to come up in the show.
What your hands represent. And
this happens. This happens when we have themed shows, you know, when we know what we're going to do.
Well, and you were talking about the mirrors, and I love the mirror.
I'm looking up hand.
Say that again. Oh,
I'm going to look up the hand.
Don't look it up. You're going to talk through it.
Okay.
but like you said about being mirrors, and we do that with each other all the time, you know, it's like we help each other through that, but then sometimes we'll be representing it to the other and stuff. But that's what we do. In this little world that we create, if we can't fully understand things that are going in outside ourselves, that's when we create it outside of ourselves by representing from another person. So somebody will come up to you with the same situation or whatever, and you're not, it's easy to help somebody else with the situation, but you may not even see it in yourself. but if you do, it may not be like, I don't know what to do with it, but I just don't know what to do. And so by helping someone else, that's what she means, but we're helping ourselves because we work through that whole process and you're getting all the good information too for yourself. So
yeah,
it is. It's amazing how this works.
Oh yeah. Every time I'll be sitting there and I'll be like, oh, that's my message too. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's mine too.
Yeah. And I'll just go, yep. Got it. I hear ya.
So making it happen.
Okay. So what do these guys do?
The fingers?
The hand.
Or the hand?
The hands.
Well, they hold on to things.
And what does the right represent? Where you have the right side means right now.
Right now.
The left side means sometime in the past or in another life, okay? You said your right hand. Keep hitting your right hand.
Right now. Let it go. All right, well.
There's something you don't want to let go, and it's saying, yes, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. So you might also look at what you were thinking about or what was happening at that time, and it'll probably define it even more, but I think you know what it's talking about. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. So you guys don't get to know, but we know.
Yeah. And I mean, and it's, but just know that. Yeah. That's how it is. And it's so perfectly poetic.
Yeah.
Literal. And that's what it is. It's how it works. Let's go into some other things that I'm intuitively feeling somebody asking about eyes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if anybody is, but I just feel somebody's wanting to know about eyes. So if you have any, and this one is in Louise Hay's books and in some other books. Mine, I just went further with it. And these are kind of standard, I mean, it's pretty clear. and that's how this works, because you look at what that part does. So what do the eyes do?
We see.
They see. So their first thing would be, you know, it's like, what is not wanting to be seen? Or it's like, what are you not seeing clearly? I love that. That's what they added for me, is like, what are you not seeing clearly? A lot of times it's blurred, right? And what that can relate to, and it could be a situation, you know, that's going on and you just don't want to deal with it. Sometimes, you know, if we have the farsighted or nearsighted, and I always get them confused as to which one they are, but the one where it's, you know, things are in the far or blah, blah, blurry, then that's what it's kind of saying. That's future. You know, it's like you don't want to see out there. You don't want to really know. It's like, just keep me in my own little thing here. I'm very happy right here. Don't make it anything. Don't let me know.
Don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm. But some people at that distance is very clear, and what's right up in front of them, right in front of their nose, they don't want to deal with. They don't want to see. So that's where you look at things like that. And it's just, you know, be honest with yourself. I mean, it's putting it, you know, right there in front of you. So, and that's, yeah, that honesty just came through. So it's like, that's another thing what that's showing, is that you're not being honest with yourself. You don't want to look at the situation.
Yeah, and it's true. Honesty was a big theme with everything I was going through, is just be honest with yourself. You know, how does this feel? It kind of sucks, you know, and it's like, and yeah, definitely there was a lot of talking through the changes that needed to happen at the house. And so I did that with a friend, and then then as I confronted each of the boys about the changes, you know, that's one thing. I'm really good at doing that. I can be like, family meeting, you, this, list. And then it's the following up on it that gets me. And so that's where I'm being forced now into the follow up. So,
and don't you love it when you get into that part?
Look what it's doing to my throat.
Okay, let's talk about the throat. I love that you're just choosing to be the poster child here.
I really am. And I knew this was going to happen when things were happening to my physical body after. Okay, so you got to know how this came out that we were doing this, because we were talking about what do we want to do for this. And I'm telling you what, next week we are talking about how to be a millionaire. Because
next week I'm going to be doing
Conscious Life Expo.
Damn it.
The week after that, we're doing how to be a millionaire.
Okay.
But because, yeah, we were talking about what are we going to do for this show? And we were like, let's sleep on it. And I wake up and I saw the banner. Somebody had clicked like or something or whatever. It shows up on Facebook. I saw the banner of the show that we did on Soul Speak. And I was like, oh, of course we need to do that again. You're going to be talking about it in LA. What starts happening to me? Bang, crash, click. Let me be your
idea.
Yeah. Okay. So here I am. Everyone gets to see the inside back door look at Tracy today. And that's okay.
And I'm very grateful.
All right. So my throat.
Yes. Okay. So what does the throat do? I mean, what this whole thing, this whole area?
Right now it's just phlegming, but normally it's communicating.
Yeah, exactly. It's this whole, the mouth, the jaws, the throat, all of this area is representing communication, because that's where our vocal cords are in there, and we use our mouth to speak. Okay. Yeah. So anything in that area has something to do with speaking. And more literally, it's speaking your truth. And people, they'll say that's not speaking your truth, but that's just really, it's almost an abstract statement, and people like, it just goes right over their head. I don't know what you mean. What do you mean I'm not speaking my truth? The way I like to put it, I like to keep it the bare bones simple, because that's usually when you'll get your aha.
They
said, there's something you need to say, and you are not saying it.
Hmm.
It can't get any simpler than that. And then usually you know exactly what it is. So. you don't have to explain. just nod your head if it's correct. or no.
I'm looking for it, actually. Because I can feel it. And I do this when I get with clients, too. If there's something... If there's a throat chakra thing we're working on, I can't hardly talk to them because the throat will start doing that. It'll get closed off. And I'll be like, okay, let's just go there. Let's go to the throat chakra so I can start talking again. But something I need to say. Well,
I mean, you don't have to explain it. It's just...
Right. It's just me. I sit with it. I want to look. And there's a lot of emotional stuff going on right now in the home. And so, with that, I'm sure that there's some things I want to say with that I feel like I am saying it, but I'm not being heard. So, yeah.
See, and that could be another thing of that. It's communication again.
Yeah. So not being heard. So I have to keep clearing that.
Not being heard. So that kind of goes together.
And you know, I had another example of not being heard that happened the other day with me is I was trying to get some cooperation out of the home and just nothing was lining up. Nothing was lining up. So what do people do when they don't feel heard? I got louder. So then pretty soon the kids are like, why are you yelling? And I'm like, because I don't feel heard. So You know, by the way, teenage boys, that goes just like right over here. So, yeah. But no, I think that's it. You guys, maybe what I should have done is made a banner of my kids to post behind me.
Well, I think you did, didn't you?
Yeah, there we go. Should I bring that one back up? Yeah, we'll just do that again. Yeah, there they are. No.
Just saying.
I'm swapping out. That's too funny.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a good thing I never rewatch these things because I'm just going to be slapping my forehead going, how did she get me to say all that? But,
let's see. What are some other, they're saying you're getting some intuitive hits on some thoughts out there. I'm just trying to tap in.
Okay. Shoulders.
Okay. Well, we talked about the shoulders, and it's like, you know, if it's a sore, you know, they're sore. Is that what you're picking up? Sore
shoulders? I'm picking up more like all the body part. And what is this part of the shoulder?
You're picking up on me.
Your turn.
Right before the show, I was doing this business just exactly what you were doing.
Chicken winging it. All right. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Thank you, Spirit.
What do the shoulders do?
You know what? I'm just going to thank Dolores right now for evening the score here.
I'm an open book, too. So it's like.
Yeah. Shouldering a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, carrying a lot of responsibility, a burden, whatever. You know, it's just carrying a lot. And it weighs. You know, it weighs on you. And I had somebody say that the other day. It's like, well, they're picking up intuitively about my shoulders. And so, and they said, yeah, it's like you're carrying all this, but it's really making you tired more than you realize. And so, I know I've got a lot on my shoulders, and I feel like I'm doing it pretty well, but I think it does have its impact on you. And that's what it's trying to say. It's like, you know, yeah, you are doing it, but you could, you know, you could probably delegate more. You could probably, and that's the whole thing. It's like, you don't have to shoulder all of it. You don't have to feel like it's all yours. And because it's not, I can share the load.
Yeah. Like the website information so that I can put in your expo.
Yeah. But what was my statement? What did I say to you? All my intent is to get it done this weekend. I will do it. See, that's what I do. That's how I go. So, Mm-hmm. It's just, and that's why things get bottlenecked and don't get done for a long time is because, you know, I do have a team around me, a wonderful team, and I do delegate, but I still keep a lot of it on me. I'm getting better, but I will get better.
So. I'm going to make sure she gets better. We'll just check in on each other.
Yeah, because there's so much. There is so much, and here it's coming. This is what it is. There's so much that I want to do, I need to do, I'm told to do, all these things, you know, that I have to share and to put out there. And the reason I'm not getting it done at the pace I would like to is because let's just keep it all here, and I just do it all, and someday it might get done.
This is how next week is going to go, you guys, because here she is saying, you need to do self-love, self-care. And we're telling Julia, you need to delegate. So I'm going to go spend 5 days with Julia, and she's going to be like, Tracy, can you do this? And I'll be like, I don't really want to.
Fine, I'll do it.
Okay.
Well, you're always wonderful about, because that's what you do. Okay, fine, I'll just do it.
Give it to me. I'll do it in between mowing the lawn and bringing out the garbage. And somewhere in there, I'm going to do some laundry and the dishes. Okay? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll just swing it in between.
Good thing none of that has to be done on this trip.
Thank God. But it does have to be done before the trip.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to do mine.
You know how much you can do while you're waiting for your coffee to brew? Mm-hmm. That's You know, some people just stand there and they patiently wait for their coffee. I'm thinking, okay, that's going to take about 5 minutes.
You can,
so I can get the dishwasher.
Put a load of laundry in.
That's upstairs. I'm not that energetic, but yeah, wipe down counters, wipe down stove, because you know kids don't do that, by the way.
Right. Yeah, and you're right there in the kitchen, and that's where
you so you just wipe, you know, do all this tidy. Yeah,
that's when I'm cooking something. That's when everything gets unloaded or loaded, or because you have to stay there.
Yeah, you got to watch the food. So, yeah. Well, now you guys know all of our secrets.
Yeah, we don't have magic fairies that come in and
no. But if anybody knows where we could get some, that would
I'd like three.
That's a good number. That's a good number. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
That came.
It came to you like just the angels themselves. Oh, I want three.
Yeah, like maybe they're here and they're saying, we're here if you just ask us to help.
Yeah. I don't see them.
You would if they were here.
Nope. Yeah.
I need to put more things out for them, maybe.
That's an idea. They like things. This is like car keys. They like car keys. Yeah, let's get it. This is where the focus and the vision happens, because we don't want to look at this. So we're going to get sidetracked with the fairies. Yeah. All right. What does it mean when you get a pain in the neck? Is that you right now too?
No. That's
the
not me.
Look on your face is like, uh oh.
No, I'm laughing because I love the pain in the neck, because that's literally what it is.
What it is.
Okay. If you have a pain in the neck, that means something's happening or someone is in your life, and something is a big pain in the neck. I mean, it's so literal. Another one that is that literal is hemorrhoids, things like that.
That's nice. Is that just like a pain in the...
It's a pain in the ass. Pain in the ass or pain in the butt. I mean, and that is just so...
Well, when I had the kidney stones, you said, who's pissing you off? Or who's... Mm-hmm. Or what was the other one? That's something about blocking... It's making you mad. Is something blocking you and making you mad.
Oh, yeah, because it was the... Well, it was the piss... Yeah, you're pissed off. And you've got that... Yeah, the energy... I mean, it's blocked in there. You've blocked...
Yeah.
The ability to let something go and to move freely. And so you've held it in and you're pissed off and you're, you know, so it's like, it's just stopping everything. And it created the block, a literal stone.
Yeah.
Because it's hardened feelings. But see, when you do that, it makes it so easy to understand this, because that's what it is. That's what the body's doing. You just have to think like the body.
Okay. What about plantar fasciitis?
Okay.
In the foot.
First of all, that's a word like this. And it means
pain in the foot.
It may. Okay. But let's go into like, what are the symptoms? See, and that's when you have these big words that are diagnoses from doctors. They are representing a whole gamut of things. It's a whole basket of stuff.
Well, see, this is good to know.
Yeah,
okay.
They throw a bunch of stuff into one basket and call it this. So it's like, and that doesn't really help you to understand the message if you just say this big long word.
Okay.
You have to understand the symptoms, because the symptoms are what, you know, the description. That's what I'm saying. I want you to describe it to me. How is it manifesting? Because that, there is your message. So this pain in the foot, describe it to me.
Pain in the arch of the foot when you walk, gosh, it's been years since I had the plantar fasciitis, but okay. So when I would walk, it was in the right foot. So in the now, right? Correct. So
right at that time.
And when I would walk, it would be a sharp pain in the arch of the foot.
Okay. All right. And then I would have to, you know, like, what was going on? That's the next thing. So you got a sharp pain. So there's something that's sharp. Something that's abrupt, something. So that's just going into some of the descriptions about it, okay? So now, and it's when you're walking, interesting, okay? But let's go to the next thing first is, what was going on? When did it start?
Yeah, that I don't remember because it's been a while.
Well, let's look. Okay, because you kind of remembered it happened. So do you remember what was going on in your life at that time?
This is a thinking show. Okay.
Memories. Back in the past.
I think that would have been probably about, I'm going to just say maybe 3 years ago. Yeah. Okay. So that would be when I was trying to transition out of the day job and do something full time.
Okay. But that was my next thing is what do feet represent?
Yep. Stepping forward.
Yeah. Moving
leap
on
of faith
path.
Or yeah.
Moving on your path. And so, and when it's the feet, legs, anything, the hips, you know, knees, all that, that has something to do with moving on your path. Now the foot can represent, it could be stepping out. It can be, you know, and the fact that it was sharp pains and it was like, and see, because you had in the arch, what I'm feeling, mm-hmm. I could feel when you said the arch, even though that's not necessarily a flexible area, but it had something to do with the flexibility because it was probably when your ankle was, that's usually when that does that. It's like as you're walking.
Yeah, it's pulling on the.
Yeah. And so, but it has something to do with the flexibility. So maybe you were really having a hard time being flexible with which way to go and stuff like that. And so it was really being really trying to get your attention. It's like, step out, do this move. It might've been and the right might've even been indicating a direction.
Yeah. And so. I do have to say in that, as we're talking about it, it's becoming very clear. It was definitely in that time frame because I had a gal that would like to come at lunchtime and say, let's go for a walk. And we would walk around the block and I couldn't do it because my foot hurt. Mm-hmm. But the thing that helped me to shift, and maybe this will help other people that are looking for making those kind of life changes, mm-hmm. is my sister came up to me and she said, what would it take for you to leave the job? Right. And it was the first time I ever actually sat there and said, well, I would need this and this and this and this to happen. Mm-hmm. And like clockwork, this and this and this and this happened. And it's because the universe finally figured out what it was I was waiting for to happen so that I could leave the job.
And it happened quickly too, as I recall.
It did. Mm-hmm. It did. It was like it all started falling into place. It was like, doo, 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 doo.
And did your foot pain stop?
I think the foot pain stopped shortly after I finally did make that breakaway. But it didn't happen until I was physically out of the day job.
You have
and then
to physically take the action. It's not just lip service. You can't just think it through and affirmate it.
Yeah.
You can do all the affirmations in the world, but until you take action, it's not happening. We are the legwork to all of our prayers, all of our hopes and dreams, all of our things. We are the legwork. That's why it takes us being here. That's why we are here. That's manifestation. You know, we can visualize and do all these wonderful things and we can bring it. It's probably formed and everything on that layer, but until we actually take the steps, it's not going to be here in our reality.
Yeah.
It just, so that was, I love it. It was until you stepped out of that situation, it stayed because it's going to be a constant reminder.
And then until I take some action.
Yeah. Message received. Acted upon.
Which now we're going to go full circle and come back to my back. And I think it's the same thing. It's there. It's not as bad as it was, but it's mm-hmm. staying there until I finish following through with my requests.
Right. It will be a reminder. It'll stop. Mm-hmm. It will not leave until you actually
implement. Finish. Yeah. But you got your list. Why isn't it done?
Right.
Why aren't you doing that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I mean, it's not, this is simple. This is easy to understand, but it's not, but I always say it's simple, but it's not necessarily easy. And that's where this is simple. The whole language system is simple. It's not necessarily easy because we have to take the physical steps. We have to do something. Just because you understand it, we don't always do something. I had that. I understood something that was going on in my life several years ago, but I didn't do anything. I was doing kind of dancing around it and it didn't fix it.
Well, you do like to dance.
I do like to dance. So, but until I actually started taking the steps, you know, it wasn't going away. But as soon as I did start taking the steps again, like you, very quickly, bam, 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 things started moving. So, mm-hmm. And
it, yeah, and they watch. And it does. The universe is watching. The universe is listening. Mm-hmm. Change your story. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a big piece for me, is realizing what my story was. You know, victim, victim, victim.
And it's so easy. I was even telling you that this week, that I realized I'm still being a victim. I was still playing some stuff in there and not realizing it. You know, we think, okay, I'm really being courageous here and I'm doing this and this, but I still realized I was saying some of the same things, or I was doing some of the same things. They come in, they're really disguised in different ways. And so it takes, just like fear, some of these things are, they take many disguises. And so it might take a little bit to realize that we're still doing that.
Yeah. And one of the things that came up this week that kind of falls into the same idea of that is, if you're being a martyr, what's more victim than that? I'm giving up everything so that I can do this for you and that for you and this for you.
Absolutely.
You know, nobody's to blame for that but you, you know, if you're doing that. And and there was same for me, you know, where was I trying to just be the martyr and take on all of the, you know, it's like, oh, my poor kids, they, you know, we separated and now they have a broken home, so let me make their life better and do this and this, and I do it all for them.
Yeah,
and
I'll be super mom to show that you're so loved.
I'm going to give them their foundation. They're going to know they're loved. Mm-hmm. Mommy's got this. I'll do it. Now I'm like, can anybody do anything?
Yeah, no, I'm broken.
I'm just tired. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I get Mom of the Year badge right here, right now.
Yeah. Is it holding you up?
Yeah. I need to get a whole bunch of stickers.
How's that working for your back?
By the end of the show, I'm sitting here like, yeah. So crippled up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. But, it's, I'm so glad that I got to be on the show with you today.
Yeah. You're going to be all fixed.
I'm going to be moving and shaking.
Oh, we have to know so much more about each other. And now we're letting the world know.
You know what? It's good to not have secrets. If you don't have secrets, then nobody can hold it against you, right?
That's true. That's absolutely true.
There we go. Yeah. So there we are. No secrets. Except for that one thing.
I'm looking at the time when we're getting like,
oh, really, hey.
Yeah, that went by so fast. You're off the hook now. And so, again, you want to do the information for the Conscious Life Expo?
I would love to do the information. Okay. So you guys, next week, next Friday, a week from today, February 7th, from 4:00 to 5:30 p.m. in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo, Julia will be doing our Magnificent Healing Body. I'll be there with her. I'll be in the background with the pom-poms and cheering her on. And it's going to be a great event. There's going to be, like you said, there's going to be some interacting going on. It's a workshop that you're going to learn. You're going to learn from it.
If you have anything that you just can't figure it out and you just want to come, I mean, well, that's, I'll work with you. Well, Tracy's going to be there to help me too. So we can, that's why she's there, is to help. So we can actually work one-on-one with people and get this out. Understand it. Understand your wonderful body. Like I said, it's a precious thing. It's just trying to communicate to you from, if this is from you, this is you trying to communicate with yourself using your body.
Yeah, exactly. And let's talk a little bit quick. You got a whole bunch of classes coming up in Miami. Let's get everybody there. I know that Ashley, one of your Miami students, is watching. Hello, Joanne.
Fantastic. We have we're doing all of the classes in Miami. In fact, one of the classes we're doing twice because it sold out so quickly. So it's like, okay. It starts February 19th is a level one class. Level two, I think it's the end of February, like the 28th, 29th, maybe somewhere in there. And then we have a companion class for those that have taken the online class that aren't quite ready for the level two. If you don't feel like you're ready, come to the companion class. Come and join us. It's all, we have these things happening at the same time. We're all there. We're all there for your support. So just come and join us. And then we have the level three classes are sold out, so you don't need to know about them.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then we're going to be doing sound healing on the beach for our bonus day. I mean,
awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
And like we said last week, the reason we're in Miami is because it's part of Atlantis. So this is going to be really cool to see what happens in the practice sessions that go on.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause those practice sessions always mirror something from the area you're in. It's awesome.
Right.
Do you want the actual dates on this?
I think just go to QHHEofficial.com to get the dates for the class. And then we have the whole year plotted out. I think we have most everything in there. There's maybe one or two classes we're still working on to get the venues, and then we'll have them finalized and posted. But we have most everything up there. So we have so many cool places we're going this year. It's just amazing. So, yeah. I mean, they're bucket list places. They're on my bucket list.
Yes. Did you want to shout those out real quick? Or
South Africa, South African Safari, Bali. Mm-hmm. Bosnia. Bosnian pyramids. Hello. And this is so
I cool. talked to somebody today that might be joining you in Bosnia.
Oh, fantastic. And mm-hmm. the cool thing about the Bosnian pyramids is it's these are different, you know, from the Egyptian pyramids in that they're not so controlled.
Very nice.
What we're doing and meditation and resonance and all that stuff, and they encourage it. So that's going to be really, really cool because it's hard to do that at the Egyptian pyramids. It's against their culture. It's probably things that they know that they don't want us to be roaming around in. And so, because we know these pyramids are powerful. And when we do these things, it generates and it amplifies whatever, you know, we're doing, intention and meditation and things like that. So I think that's a part of it. But here
it'll be powerful.
In fact, they encourage it. So
that's great.
They'll have some monitors like before you go in, and then after you come out, to show how your frequency has raised from being in them.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's
I know.
I love it.
It's so cool. So I feel like I'm missing some. We're still working on our event in Colorado, and that'll be like in August. So we're still working on that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love you all. And thank you, Tracy, again, for being here.
Please forget everything you heard today. Just kidding. Love you guys. Thank you for watching.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Love you.